That's the last of it. I'll admit, I didn't peg you to be a hoarder.
Listen, man, if this isn't hoarding, I don't know what is. Seriously, with all of these comics, I mean, what is this? Amazing Fantasy number 15? What even is this? Is that Spider-Man? No need to get so defensive over a comic. Oh, it's not a comic. It's a nest egg. Huh. Either way, that's about everything. You know, I still can't believe you're moving. It seems like just the other day we got matched up as roommates in that co-ed dorm. I'll never forget the look on your face when you walked into our room and saw me laying there half naked. You thought you died and gone to heaven, didn't ya? I know, it's not every day you walk in and see a girl in her panties in your room. But honestly, it's not my fault that you didn't know it was co-ed. Oh, right. You kept saying that you thought I was a guy because of my name. But is it really? I mean, how many guys do you know with my name? Okay, just because you know one guy named Jay doesn't mean every guy is, okay? Oh, you are something else. I bet you thought you'd get lucky that year, didn't you? I mean, a boy, a girl, both single, both roommates. Long nights of studying all alone together. Yeah. I know nothing happened, but, you know, there was still some tension there for a while. I'll be honest, you surprised me in college. What do I mean? I mean, you know, I expected you to be constantly hitting on me, trying to make a move, you know, get a peek of me in the shower, you know? But you never did. You never once made any advances towards me. You know, you were super respectful and nice to me, and for a while I thought you were into guys. But remember the other day when I found that Playboy magazine that you dropped? Hey!
Don't hit me with a pillow.
Hey! Anyways, like I was saying, you were a true gentleman in college. You weren't hiding an agenda. You know, you were just super kind. You know, even during that one time when I came home drunk and I came on to you, but you didn't take that opportunity to take advantage of me or anything. You just simply said no and tucked me into bed. And you didn't even bring it up the next morning when I had literally zero memory of it. I only found out when a friend told me she heard me making advances towards you through the walls next door. And oh my god, I was so embarrassed. You know, if the positions were reversed, I don't know if I could have stayed as strong as you did. I know it's all in the past, but still feel shitty about it. Anyways, what else do we have left? Just the stuff in your closet, right? Then we're officially done. Alright, I'll start grabbing stuff and you go downstairs and get more boxes, okay? Dang. He sure has a lot of stuff. Let me get this last box. There we go. Looks like I can just put that over here for when. Oh crap. Looks like a bunch of old letters. Is that anything? Written to me? What? All of these letters are for me? I don't know how to say this, but I love you. I've always loved you. I'm writing this again to tell you I love you. I've been in love with you for the past 3 years? Did he write all of these for me? Oh, you're back. I found your letters. Did you write all of these for me? Are all of these letters love confessions? There's like dozens of these in here. Going back as far as our first semester together? Were you in love with me? Since when? Since forever, but you never said anything. Why didn't you? You thought you didn't have a chance? If you didn't think there was a chance, then why are there so many letters? One letter for each guy I dated, huh? So you wrote all of these after I became single again, didn't you? Why didn't you ever say anything? Were you afraid? You didn't think I could like you? You thought that you wouldn't fit my standards? But you're a great guy. I totally would have gone out with you. You could have said anything at any time. Why didn't I ever say anything? Well, I just thought you weren't into me. No, I guess I didn't really ever give you a chance, but you could have still said something. You didn't want to ruin our friendship if I said no. Well, I guess that makes sense. You know, it would have made things really awkward around our room. So, for how long did you write these letters? Right after my current boyfriend. You could have told me or gave me the letter. Of course it would have mattered. Things could have been different. It doesn't matter if you thought I was happy. You should have still told me your feelings. You should have been upfront with me. Do you still you know, love me? Am I happy? What does that mean? Am I happy with my current boyfriend? Does it matter? Like, why won't you just tell me if you love me? Okay, fine. I'll tell you. But then you have to tell me the truth, okay? My boyfriend, he's not all the things I said he was. I know I said that everything was fine, but it's not. We've been distant a lot. I know I had said that he was the one, and I really thought that he was when we first started dating that last semester, but he changed a lot. After he got his scholarship, he had no idea what to do with it, and you know, he never had any experience in that field, and every time he got a new job, he always found it to be boring. He never truly committed to it. He always either got fired or quit.
You know, our plan was to split our finances and bills, but after a while, he just stopped working altogether. Like, he had given up or something. I ended up becoming the breadwinner, and honestly, it's not easy to pay bills on my salary, you know? After that, we just started to become really distant. He stopped being romantic and just sit around all day and play video games or go out drinking with his friends. Don't even think that he never laid a hand on me or anything. Not physically, at least. He can just be really toxic sometimes. You know, he blames his failures on me. Says that if we didn't party so much in college, that he would have focused more on his studies and career. I'll say that I'm worthless and nobody who peaked in college. Just a bimbo who probably sucked her teacher's stick to pass her classes. I mean, you know, I don't blame him. My whole life I've been told that I'm not enough, that I'll never amount to anything other than mediocre, and it's, you know, just the same stuff that my mom and then teachers and friends and boyfriend have all said. Except you. You were the only one who was never disappointed in me. Never judged me for things I did. You know, the other day my boyfriend told me that he didn't love me like he used to. That he had fallen out of love with me, and I had never felt so pathetic in my life. I thought he was gonna be the one, you know, that he loved me and that we'd be together forever, but now I... Now I feel like I don't know anything anymore. My entire life is in shambles, and the man who I saw loved me actually hates me. And to top it all off, the perfect guy who had always loved me was right in front of me the entire time. I was just trying to see it. I just can't do anything right. I just wasted my life in college doing nothing but partying and being an idiot. And I just... I don't know how anyone can love someone as broken as me. Warts and all, huh? Further, you can save the rated R stuff for later with better arrangements than this empty apartment. Doesn't mean that I still can't kiss though. What now? Yeah, we
probably should finish packing first. Where do we want to go after this? Well, I think that we should just enjoy the moment and think about where we want to go later. My boyfriend? Well, as far as I'm concerned, him and I have been broken up for a long time. I've got someone better now. Someone who loves me for me. And vice versa. Love you. No, come on. Gotta finish packing.